Did I lose the stream? I just heard a glitch. Nope.
Okay. No, they broke up.
It was funny because I was going on to test my level, so I have no idea how this is going to end up sounding. But I went on to test my levels, and I was like, God damn it, I can't connect to the internet. I was like, I fucked something up, because we were playing with this computer earlier. I was like, I fucked something up, and blah, blah, blah. I was going on and on. All of a sudden, I realized Big Fatty's on Skype, and I went over to the chat room. Here, they're testing out the thing. That's why I couldn't get on. I was like, oh, no, please, no, no.
Oh, my God. Ramble's asking someone in the chat room how big they are.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty fucked something up and blah, blah, blah.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1407 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 18th of June, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and Big Fatty, I'm sure you'll fuck something up. Hello, cancer-free Big Fatty, congratulations. Hi, everyone, I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're cancer-free today because so is Big Fatty. Monday, Big Fatty went to the dermatologist. And, y'all, I am cancer-free. I did not have any of the cancer, but, y'all, I got to say, it was a little bit embarrassing because I'm sitting there, and the nurse comes in first, and she's going, okay, now I see you're here for your full-body examination for the cancer, for your skin examination. I said, okay, and she goes, all right, now, just put on this gown and leave your underwear on and let it be open in the back, and it will be fine. I said, well, we've got a problem. She goes, what's the problem? I said, I didn't wear any underwear. And she says, well, we'll just assume you don't have anything on your legs then. I went, okay. Then the doctor comes in. And, y'all, I hadn't been to the dermatologist since, like, February or March of last year. And, this is just an annual checkup with the dermatologist, and she walked in, and she goes, oh, my gosh, how much weight have you lost? I said, oh, Big Freddy has lost 25 pounds. She goes, tell me how you did it. I said, it is the no carbs or the limited carbs. And by the way, y'all don't know if y'all know this or not, but someone in Walnut Hills is going to be going on the Big Fatty weight reduction program here soon. Big Fatty who? I'm not at liberty. I'm not at liberty to mention any names. But the doctor, she, you know, I had to remove my shirt. It was just like, y'all, it was like examining the Yeti. Big Fatty Volga examining the Yeti. Looked all over Big Fatty's back and front and face, and she had a little, oh, he's got a little thing here, but, you know, it wasn't anything that needed to be taken care of. She's just making notes, and then she was done, and she says, and I just want to congratulate you once again on how well you've handled weight loss and how you've kept it off and reverse the sugar by DTs. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. So came back to the coal mine. Of course, old Vader. Y'all, that is a beef roast that I cooked over the weekend and some squash and one of those good onions I like to cook. Yes, Big Fatty. came back, and old Vader had parked in Big Fatty's parking space because he wasn't expecting Big Fatty to come back. And, y'all, I told him, I said, I don't know if I'll be back or not because, you know, I didn't know how long the appointment would take, but I came back anyway. But so it was pretty good. It was pretty good Monday. Now, I will say, I did not sleep worth a tinker's damn on Sunday night. And, y'all, you know, I had a glass of wine. And I had my magnesium, and I didn't take a nap on Sunday afternoon. But I'm going to tell you something. I will sleep good tonight. Because I'm Big Fatty, you're yawning more than an old the old Uncle Joe. You know, he's moving kind of slow. Yes, he is. Anyway, that was pretty much that. Y'all, I tell you what, before I get to that, let's do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, today we have a monumental celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's a young'un. It's a young'un. And I don't know if she listens to the BFO or not, but I'm sure she'll get word to listen to today's show. Because, y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I think she calls the birth canal something else. Y'all, I listened to the show this morning. What did she call the birth canal? It was the what did they call that on the... It wasn't twat, and it was what was it? Big Freddy, we don't know. But it was like the snatch, that's it. Big Freddy, snatch. Very happy exiting of the snatch. To Caitlin from the It's All About Jeremy podcast. And Caitlin, today, she's 21 years old. So, Caitlin, I hope you have a lovely, lovely day. Big Freddy, do you think Jeremy will make her a cake in the shape of a snatch? Well, look out.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's Larry.
Who is this?
Oh, it's Big Fatty. We're calling Big Fatty.
Who?
Oh, I don't know who that is. Where's the bar in the house?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's old Vader and Larry Clyde. They were over there in the Hatlanta, and y'all, evidently they were having cellular telephonic device problems, but y'all, they were in a bar or something like that. I don't know what was going on, but y'all, they did call back. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's Larry Vader. I'm drunk. I mean, and by drunk, I mean, like, completely obliterated from our words. Here comes Larry Clyde with the King of Richards in Atlanta. And 1,500 people have asked about you. I'm calling the BFO. Do you want to say anything?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, perfect. So, we're just calling to say that you're fat. And no matter where we go in the tri-state area, you're fat. And that's really what everyone has to say. I'm calling the BFO because I'm sitting here. I'm drunk off my ass. 1,500 strippers. That is freaking ridiculous.
You keep calling because if this is the last record of us being alive, then, yeah.
It's really sad. Really. If this is where I want to die, it's not a freaking record. Okay, well, I can't put my face, so, we're going to hop in a taxi cab. Taxi cab. I don't know where your credit card is, Blair. Dr. Bunsen, how do you do? I don't know. It is, I feel like
someone
is the
Lord. Quiet,
his
boss
is pretty hard.
So,
okay,
bye-bye. Yeah, Gussie. I believe the word overserve comes to mind, but y'all, at least they took a taxi cab. I understand that there was some vomiting later on. So, anyway, Veda and Larry Clough, thank you so much for calling in. And y'all... let that be a preview of what's coming up on Friday night for Pride 48, because Big Fatty will be drinking on Friday night's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, if you're going to be drinking, we all need to be drinking.
Hey, Farty. seriously, U.S. Bank? I hate U.S. Bank. I just realized this is a U.S. Bank card. Okay, I got my statement, and it said you have $143 in rewards. And how do you want to use it? Well, I can't remember where I put the statement now. But anyway, I just paid my car insurance with that card because my bank doesn't let my car insurance. But I don't know what the daily dollar limit is. I have to call in advance and have it listed in order to pay my car insurance. I pay it 6 months at a time, and it's like $1,800 or $1,400 or something like that. So anyway, so I use that bank card. This hiatus is killing me. Anyway, I use that bank card, and yeah, it's a credit card, and it's like, okay, now I have to go figure out how to get that money back, but does it expire? Do you know? Like, I was saving Coke rewards, and I was buying duffel bags, a $60 duffel bag for $10 and then $12 shipping, so a $60 Nike duffel bag with the Nike ID where I put our names on them. And I was buying one for each of us. I was up to 878 Coke rewards. And if you don't go in there every 90 days and enter rewards, you lose all your rewards. So that was a ripoff. And I was a little irritated, quite honestly, because I only needed 1,000 to get to get one $50 Nike gift card or whatever. So anyway, I'm so irritated to the point where, forget it, I'm not even going to waste my time putting these in here. I'll just go pay the $60 for the bag and the $12 for shipping. So anyway, maybe that's what I could use this credit on or whatever. If I find that statement, I don't know where I put it. I was thinking I'd just wait for next month to get a new one or whatever, since I put a Vegas Air. This is really too long. Don't play this on the show.
Oh, Big Freddy. Miss Bacon, telling me not to play something on the little show at the very end. It's not the time to be telling me not to play something on the little show because, you know, it's too late then. It's in there. It cannot be removed. It has become, yes, Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, I don't have any idea about anything about the U.S. Bank or the Coca-Cola rewards, so I'm unable to assist you on this. This would not be a good Axe Big Fatty question because I'm not good at that. Maybe Friday night you can come up with some good Axe Big Fatty questions because I may have a little segment of Axe Big Fatty. We'll do it live Friday night. Now, y'all, we've got one more voice letter, and I believe it is from old Vader. I think he was in the car in the jalopy coming back from the Hat Ladder. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's Larry, and Larry Clough is in the car, but I think he's passed out still. So we may have left you a voice letter last night, but you don't necessarily need to play that because we don't need anyone judging. But we just have to tell you that it was fabulous. That's all we've got. It's National Bourbon Day, so enjoy. Hey, Larry, do you need to say anything? Do you need to say anything to the BFF? Okay, he gave you the finger. He doesn't want to talk. Okay. Well, the paramedics are on their way, so see you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's old Vader. He's in the Chevrolet Red or similar jalopy heading back to Charleston. And, y'all, Vader, first of all, thank you for calling. Ms. Bacon, thank you for calling also. But, Vader, I didn't necessarily play those two previous voice letters. I may have played them, but I didn't necessarily. Ready. So, anyway, y'all, I'm happy to report that both Larry Cly and old Vader, they made it back to Charleston without incident, with the exception of maybe the voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now Sunday night we had the final State of the Station, a little show over there at the Pride 48. And y'all, it'll be posted over there at Pride 48 under SOTS Audio. And y'all, you can take a look at the full schedule of when all the little shows are. It's over there in the right-hand column. It says June broadcast schedule or June schedule or something like that. I don't know what it was. But y'all, it all starts this coming Friday night at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, all the times are Eastern Daylight Times that are listed over there. So listen to some of your favorite little shows and maybe check out a new one or two or three. I think it's going to be a great weekend. Big Fatty is ready to do his 20 minutes Friday evening, and it'll just be lovely. And so get over there, participate in the chat room, and it's if you've never done a Pride 48 weekend, I think you'll enjoy it. So, but you got to participate now. Chat in the chat room and support the little shows that are going to be going over there. Big Fatty, I will be there with bells on. Well, don't put bells on because, you know, we'll be doing the little show and we don't need to hear all that ringing. Yes, Big Fatty, I got it. Yeah, I guess y'all, Spottin' Crazy has gotten back into the groove. Y'all, that Mr. Tim Cobol, y'all, you got to go over there and see this picture. He has spotted, it says, it's Gay Pride Month at the BFO. Happy Pride, and it's spotted by Mr. Tim Cobol. Y'all, you got you gotta go over there and see that one. And y'all, then Peter G spotted Big Fatty. It's National Leprechaun Day, and Big Fatty's got a treat for you at the end of the rainbow. And y'all, that's pretty good picture of Big Fatty the leprechaun. And y'all, then that Peter G spotted Big Fatty again, and it's the shirt that everybody's gonna want to buy. It's the Bacon Kitties, Big Fatty Kitties, as modeled by Big Fatty. And oh, Big Fatty, the kitties are flying on bacon carpets. Yeah. Oh. Okay, Gussie, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Gavin. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that was from the old Stick It With a Poke this past Saturday night, and he was talking about Big Fatty getting ready and testing his sound on the stream for Saturday night. And y'all, I think I'm ready. I don't know if we'll have 20 minutes of silence or not, but y'all, I feel better prepared now than I have in a while. Gavin, how do you think Big Fatty will do on Friday?
Big Fatty fuck something up and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, of course Big Fatty will fuck something up. That's a given.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.